Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry. And by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. On the thing. And this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits, and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And it is my sincere pleasure. First of all, I want to welcome you to the program, hour number three. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice on where you can listen each and every day. And I thank all of you that have been choosing to tune in and listen to us here at Chosen Generation Radio. On Friday, enjoyed on our TECNTV.com broadcast, 15,752 people tuned in just on Friday, 46,000 people watching the program last week, and 142,000 tuned into the TECNTV.com network this past week alone. Thank you all for taking the time out of your busy schedules to watch. We thank you for listening to the podcast as well that you'll find at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. ChosenGenerationRadio.com. Just click on Listen, and you can choose your favorite podcast format. We put those up each and every day. Today's will be a little bit delayed, I believe, in getting up, but we will have it up for you. And so look forward to that. And we welcome all of you that are listening on TECNTV.com and on our radio broadcasts across the country as well. Great to have everyone that is tuned in to us today. Well, I'm excited to welcome my next guest to the program, and a very significant, I believe, and important election took place this past week, and a gubernatorial candidate for the Republican Party was selected, And I want to welcome Randy Poland to the program, and we're going to talk about that. Randy, welcome. Good to have you.
Well, it's good to be here, Pastor.
Well, I've had you on because we've been talking quite a bit, too, coming out of the 2020 elections. We talked about the audits that were done. We talked about the reports that were done. I think in the most recent interview that you and I did together, we talked about that, that there were irregularities. There were issues that were found, but the report kind of tried to gloss over those issues. But that doesn't change the fact that there were election issues and efforts needing to be made to shore up the election process. Am I misstating that?
No, you are exact. I mean, there were all kinds of irregularities, and we found lots of them, and we turned them over to the Attorney General, and nothing really came of it. And I think you can probably see the results of that in the Senate race, where he came in third place with 18% of the vote. So again, Arizonans were not happy with him.
Well, the people are saying, "Hey, buddy, we're not pleased." And we're not happy, and we wanted you to do something. We're pretty confident that there were issues associated with this past election, and we expected you, as the Attorney General, as the highest law enforcement officer in our state, to do something about it. And so that really leads to, I think the validity. Carrie Lake, who won the GOP primary and will be representing the Republican Party in the general election for governor of the state of Arizona. One of her primary issues that she talked about was, hey, we got election problems. We've got election integrity problems, and they really do need to be addressed.
Yeah, well, this has been going on really just about forever. One of the things that we identified and turned over to the Attorney General was we identified over 200,000 envelopes, their signatures, which you could not say it was a correct signature. And we were very, very conservative about analyzing the signatures. Okay. But again, and this has been a problem for a long time. Yeah. The voter rolls are the real issue, more than probably anything else, obviously. And that's the real problem that really needs to be solved here in the next couple years.
Well, and Randy, let's not forget, for those that may have watched 2000 Mules, and I hope everybody has watched that, and if you haven't seen it, please go to ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and where you see my blog on the left underneath the screen there, click on Pastor Greg Young, and you'll go to my whole blog section. And you'll find the 2000 Mules screening that was done, including the Q&A afterwards. Watch that, because in there is a whistleblower, Randy, who, if I'm not mistaken, if I remember it correctly, was from Arizona, and who talked about how this has been going on for a very long time. And they said, "I'm speaking, but I have to tell you that I am in fear for my life by coming forward and talking about this."
Well, that's, again, let me just explain this, what happens. So what happens are there are a lot of ballots that get turned in at the last minute. And that happened again in this election as well. Mm-hmm. I think in Maricopa County, it was over 140,000 ballots were turned in on election day, early ballots. Okay. And so they don't have a lot of time to check those signatures. And so typically what they do is they don't check them at all. They just open the envelopes and count the ballots.
Wow.
Okay. That did not happen in this election.
Okay.
The new recorder and the supervisors realized that they needed to follow the regulations. And that's one reason why it got drawn out several days, is because they were actually checking the signatures and calling and curing them when they could.
Good.
And I think there's probably still a few to count, but not very many. Again, because it takes time to go back to people and cure it.
And
have until August 12th.
Okay.
To do that. Just to finish the numbers.
Now, does that mean that Kerry is not fully the winner, or is she far enough ahead that they're pretty willing to say she's won?
Oh yeah, she's already been declared the winner.
Right. Okay, that's what I thought. She's
ahead by about 35,000, which is, so in other words, about a 4% spread.
Okay.
So it's not that close anymore.
Now,
the point is that it took longer, and people in Arizona were frustrated. But then, again, the county was trying to do the right thing.
Okay.
And what this really shows is there's an issue with the way the elections are held and how you're allowed to vote that needs to be addressed.
The root. The very root of it. Yeah, the root of the election process. All right, that all being the case, the other piece that was a part of this that I think from a national perspective is significant to understand is you had two leading candidates there in Arizona. You had one in Kerry Lake that was endorsed by the former president, Donald Trump, and many of us believe that he should still probably be the president based on election irregularities. And then you had, and give me the name, it's Bobson?
Who are you talking
about? The woman who ran against Kerry.
Karen Robeson.
Karen Robeson. Yeah. And Karen Robeson was endorsed by Mike Pence and kind of the McCain end of the Republican Party, right? If you would, in Arizona. Am I on target with that?
Well, the McCain party is over.
They're done.
Obviously.
Okay.
So it would be called the establishment.
All right.
Party
yeah.
as the endorser. But again, I will tell you that it was 4% spread. So a lot of conservative Republicans voted for Karen Robeson as well. So, but I think Kerry Lake ran a really good campaign.
Uh-huh.
She was on target. She traveled the state, and she did the job.
Now, so you mentioned that there are conservatives that went in there. I have to tell you, folks, I have major issues with Mike Pence, and it doesn't have to do. I mean, I know a lot of people have issues because of the election, whatever. That's not where my issue is. My issue goes back to when he was the governor of Indiana, and the couple who owned the pizza parlor.
Mm-hmm.
Who said, we're not going to provide pizzas for an LGBTQ sodomite marriage. We're just not going to do that. And and in response, the legislators in Indiana, seeing what was going on, passed legislation that reinforced the Religious Protection Act and sent to the desk of Mike Pence to sign a Religious Protection Act that would have protected that couple and other businesses from doing things that violated their religious beliefs and their conscience. And Mike Pence vetoed that bill.
Yeah, I don't recall that, but I agree with you on that. I mean, they should never... If you don't want to serve someone, you should not serve them, okay? Except if it's a racial issue. Okay?
Well, and it wasn't that they wouldn't serve them. It wasn't that they wouldn't provide them with food, that they couldn't come into their establishment and eat. That wasn't it. The issue specifically was,
we will
not cater your sodomite union approval thing.
Yeah, that's a good point.
We won't. You can come anytime you want and order pizzas. You can order pizza to go. You can eat here.
I mean, literally,
you can come and eat. You can have a birthday party here, Okay? You can celebrate a graduation from a university or a college or a high school or a whatever here. You can anything you want to do, but we cannot participate with the wedding because that is sacred and because it is something that is going to basically completely go against our belief system. And both houses, the state and the Senate in Indiana, passed a bill that would protect those rights, the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, and Mike Pence vetoed it and hung those people out to dry, and they had to shut their business, they had to flee the state. It was horrible. And for someone who claims to be a Christian and makes a big deal out of that, to not stand on the very first covenant principle of Christianity, which is marriage, I have an issue with that. I have a problem with that. That's my issue with Mr. Pence.
Sure. Well, let me explain quickly the strategy of getting Ducey and Pence
quick
endorse. Sharon.
All right, quick break, and then let's get that strategy in.
Right.
Quick break, and then let's do that. We got 7 minutes coming up on the other side, and it's going to be all Randy Pollin, former Arizona GOP chair, right after this. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio.
I'm Tim Sheff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. A product called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's not a habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use, or a very handy 1 ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur, the dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my 6-piece towel set. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at CGRWellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Randy Pullen is my guest. So let me be clear, because if you look this up, what you're going to see is this. Mike Pence signs RFRA behind closed doors, by the way. Not in public, behind closed doors. Well, then about 2 weeks later, they rushed a second bill through, and that bill basically unwound the protection for businesses to be able to decide not to participate in things that were against their religious beliefs. And Mike Pence signed that into law on April 2nd, 2015. And he said that it was a change to the RFA law, making it clear that business owners will not be allowed to discriminate when providing services, which essentially is saying you can't follow your conscience when it comes to this issue of participating in sodomite marriages. All right. I just wanted to make sure, Randy, that I clarified that so that people don't go, well, wait a minute, Pastor said that he didn't sign it. This is the whole story.
Yeah.
All right. So you were talking about the endorsement issue and independence in the break and what have you. Share all of that with my audience, if you would, please,
sure.
So that there's an understanding of the Ducey endorsement and the Pence endorsement and what that means and what that's all about.
Sure. Well, there was a lot of internal polling that was never released publicly in Arizona, but it showed the race was very close, and a strategic decision was made on the Robeson team that they needed independents to vote Republican, because independents represent about a third of the voters in Arizona. So they got the Pence and Ducey endorsements to attract independents to pull Republican ballots and vote for Karen, which, by the way, independents, 60% of them that voted, polled Republican ballots versus 40% for Democrats. So there was a strong movement of independents towards Republicans.
Well, and the thing to understand, too, I mean, a lot of those independents are not independent because they're, I'm trying to think of the term, because they're moderate. A lot of those are independents that have broken away, especially over the last, I don't know, probably 12 years or so, going back to the Bush years.
Right. Oh, yes, you're right. In fact, what we saw was a decline in Republican and Democrat registrations between 2020 and 22, and an increase in independent registrations.
And it's a direct result of people being fed up with wishy-washy, moderate nonsense and a drop in inflation, maybe in 10 years. Maybe in 10 years. In reality, it's $750 billion that's going to be put into things like Warren Buffett's subsidized efforts And the only reason that he puts up wind farms and solar farms and what have you is because the government pays him to do it. And he said so. I had Curtis Ellis on the program, gosh, 9-10 years ago. Anyway, the point of it is, Randy, and how this connects to what we're talking about is that independence, it used to be independence was about reaching, you know, with a moderate message. It's not anymore. I would be an independent, more or less, because I am sick and tired of the fact that the Republican Party, although its platforms sound conservative, the actual representatives that go and represent and legislate and do the law don't follow the party's platform.
Unfortunately, that's true. We see it again and again and again. And in Arizona, we had 57% of the votes cast in all in Arizona were Republican, 43% were Democrat. So you can really see the Republican Party is energized. This was the largest turnout percentage-wise we've ever had in an off-presidential year election, over 34%. The last best year was 2010, where we had just over 30%. So there was a huge increase and voter interest and excitement in this election.
And that's in the primary, we might add, as well. Not in the general. That's in the primary, which is really good news. I mean, we're starting to see, and great job, folks, because we're starting to see what we've been talking about here on Chosen Generation Radio is we the people have to rise up. We have been given a responsibility, I believe, by God, that our founders understood that how important it was for America to get engaged and be involved and what we are responsible to do. Randy, hang tight for just a minute. We're going to take another quick break. We'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up on the other side. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Get more at the website, chosengenerationradio.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive 4-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra-comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice of where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, folks, very, very, very pleased to have my guest with me, and he is the former chair for the Arizona GOP. Randy Poland is with us. Randy, great to see you, brother.
Yeah. Well, I finished my walk, so now I can
walk. Outstanding. Outstanding. Well, there's a lot, again, you know, not only just in Arizona, but also nationally to be, that we can kind of take in from what we saw take place. You mentioned as we were going into the break about the effect that President Trump had on races there in Arizona. Talk to us about that, if you would.
Sure. Every Trump-endorsed candidate in Arizona won. Most of them won fairly easily, with the exception of the governor's race, which is a little closer. But nationally, over 90% of the Trump-endorsed candidates won their elections.
So, you know, his influence and his campaign, he's making a difference. And I think that, you know, all of us on the conservative side of this agree his policies and his policy positions, we all support the things that he's saying and the policy positions that he's taking. I think that's across the board. If you're a true conservative, you're going to agree with the things that he's talking about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that I expect he will announce the 24 president's election after the this general election is over. Okay, so again, it shows that there's a lot of support for him nationally, and maybe some of those who voted against him because they didn't like the way he talked or texted, but maybe they're going to realize that his plans and his vision were a heck of a lot better than what we're currently experiencing with this president.
I think there's no doubt about that. Now, Bill Barr, let me see if I can pull this up. So Bill Barr was out doing an interview over the weekend, and in the interview that he gave, he basically talked about whether or not we could have a three terms, you know, along the lines of, you know, the two Reagan terms and then the Bush term. Of course, I think everybody understands that after Reagan left office, G.W. Bush destroyed the conservative movement by firing everybody that Ronald Reagan had put in place. But nonetheless, we had those three terms that took place. Barr came out and said, well, if we want to have three terms, then you can't elect Donald Trump as the president. Give me your thoughts with regards to Barr's comments.
I don't know why you would say something like that, quite frankly. I mean, it doesn't make sense at all. I think that we'll see what the Democrats are going to do, but I think Trump will be running, and I think it's going to be interesting to see who he picks as his VP, because that's going to tell you if there's going to be another term after that.
Well, now, here's a question. He's done one term. Would he be eligible? He's only eligible for one more term. Is that correct?
Well, that would be the argument in court.
Okay.
Okay. You can only serve two terms. Then the other argument is, of course, is that it really means you can serve two terms back to back, but that's all. So again, that'll be something that'll be settled in court. But again, I don't know why Barr would say it like that. I mean, it's pretty clear that it's going to become a legal issue.
Yeah, I get. Well, his whole thing had to do, I guess, with President Trump's age, and that he believes that there isn't a possibility that that at that age he would be able to run a third time out. I'm just saying.
Well,
that
let's see. Let's see. We have just elected a president who would at that same age that he would be running for a third term. So I guess if we can have Biden at that point, why couldn't we have Trump, who's much more lucid?
You know what? I agree. I agree wholeheartedly. I do think that the selection of the vice president will be very important as it relates to President Trump. And I do think that President Trump is at this point probably the most likely to win, unless he personally decides, you know what, I don't think I want to be president again.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
I certainly want to have an influence because I feel like the policies we're talking about, and then I want to find somebody who's going to be in alignment with these policies that I could endorse for that office.
Right. I could see that happening as well. Being president is a 24/7 job. So, again, but if he endorsed someone, that would be huge as well. So I think I'm pretty confident either way we're going to win the White House in 24, just like I'm very confident we're going to take over the House and the Senate in this general election coming up in November.
Yeah, here's that real quick. Here's that thing. So it's Friday. CBS's Catherine Herridge interviewed former Attorney General Bill Barr on the January 6th investigation. Towards the end of the interview, Barr made an interesting statement. This is according to redstate.com. He says, I think the future is bright. I see 2024 like setting up another 1980 where Reagan won two terms and then Bush won a third. And that's what I think you need to really make America great again. Decisive victory in reaction to the excesses of the progressive Democrats. And I think we could do that again. I really achieve decisive victory with the right candidate. But I don't think Trump is that candidate. The day that he's elected, he'll be 78-year-old lame duck who has obviously been on revenge more than anything else. Now, the writer of Red State says, well, of course he'd be, you know, seeking revenge. But he also, the Red State writer says, look, I firmly support President Trump. And he says, you know, that there isn't anybody else that he thinks is capable of potentially setting up a 2028 presidential candidate that could carry the torch better than a 2024 President Trump.
Yeah, I think what you're seeing is just Barr's dislike for Trump.
Yeah, and it's really kind of you know, crazy to me because, you know, here was a guy in President Trump, in my opinion, and in the opinions I've gotten from a number of constitutional attorneys, who was probably the most constitutional attorney, or I'm sorry, president that we've had probably since Reagan, maybe even before Reagan, because he demanded that the legislature do their job. He demanded that the judiciary not overstep their bounds. He forced the other portions of our government to do their jobs.
I agree. Yeah, good point.
You know, so anyway, all right. Predictions relative to, because I talk about living in Texas and just from a broader scale. As Texas goes, so goes the nation. Texas has the second most influence of any state next to California, I believe, population wise and in so many different ways. However, I want to give a nod to Arizona because I do believe that Arizona can play a pivotal role in this. Where are they headed? Got about 2 minutes.
Well,
where are they headed?
I think we'll have a Republican congressional team here from Arizona. And I think that Blake Masters, who won the Senate primary, has a good shot at beating Kelly in the general election as well. Even though Kelly has $50 million, I don't think that's going to matter. I think what's going to matter is he's been supporting all these liberal things that have been going on, which don't work, and Americans and Arizonans are very frustrated with. So I think we gain 40 seats in the House and at least 4, maybe more, in the Senate. Clearly, we will have control of both houses in Congress.
And then relative to Arizona, as far as on the state level is concerned, do you see Arizona, the governorship you mentioned, or you didn't mention, actually, does Carrie Lake?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes, she will beat Hobbs very easily.
Okay.
Again, the problem with Hobbs is she was saying, you know, she was saying there was nothing wrong with the 2020 election. Everything was perfect. And this is just a big conspiracy. She was a leader in saying that in Arizona. That's going to cost her.
And then relative to the state attorney general, are you going to get an attorney general that's actually then going to follow through and do some investigating?
Well, that's a great question. And we'll have to wait and see how that works out. We do have a Secretary of State coming in, and the Secretary of State is in charge overall of elections in Arizona.
Okay.
That's delegated to him. And that will be Mark Finchem, and he is very strong Trump supporter, and he and I worked together on putting together the committee meeting we had back in December of 2020, which ultimately led to the audit.
Okay. All right. So some good news potentially coming out of all of that in Arizona. Randy, thanks for that update. I always love having you on, and I greatly appreciate you giving us that insight. Because, again, like I said, I really do believe that Arizona plays a key role, you know, moving forward as one of the states that we need to be red and vocal. All right. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Got a break coming up. I'll be back to close out the program right after this break.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country. By contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights, I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry. And by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Grigion and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more bore wells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is, Pastor Jackie has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really this village is really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. On the pitch. On the ground.
Gosh.
And this bore well we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Grigion and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put these bore wells. Thank you. God bless you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my new product from MyPillow. Towels that actually work. Watch this absorbency test. Here's another towel that we randomly went out and bought. Here's one of my towels with a nice design. I don't know if you can see this, but you could line a swimming pool with this. This is crazy. Get rid of it. Towels that actually work.
The new MyPillow towels are exclusively made with 100% USA combed cotton with proprietary technology and with maximum absorbency. They dry you faster and are guaranteed to work.
I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. A product called Natural Sleep, available at CGRWellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress, maybe they've gotten older, whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at CGRWellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ, spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy until He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned, because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you're my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Okay, so a couple of quick hits for you as we close out the program today. There is this effort for children to get the jab. Are you familiar with that? Encourage you to become aware of that. And Thomas Renz, an attorney who's been here on the program, has talked quite extensively about what's called informed consent. So informed consent means they have to tell you legally. They have to tell you what are the potential outcomes of taking the jab for yourself. And if you're a parent, as the guardian over a child, they have to tell you what are the potential ramifications of doing so for the child. A father of a 7-year-old boy who works out of the country, he found out, his wife said, I'm taking our son and I'm going to get him injected. And that young man immediately, within 24 hours, ended up with a case of myocarditis in the hospital. Myocarditis is a permanent situation. Here's the call that he made, and I want you to listen just to the first minute of this, and listen to what is said right here.
Christian Foundation, you're speaking.
Yeah, hi. Are you a pharmacist?
Yes, how can I help?
Yeah, hey, I've got a question. My wife, against my wishes, brought my son, 7-year-old son, in there a few days ago for a COVID jab, and he's now in the hospital with myocarditis. And I was obviously not very happy with you guys or with my wife. She told me that she was not told that was a potential side effect. So why wouldn't you have told her that?
Okay, sorry, so it's quite a rare side effect as well.
No, it's not that. No, it's not, because I've been doing research. It's common. In the U.S., there's tens of thousands of them reported to the CDC site. So why are you not telling parents this?
We might scare the parents and they don't want to get their child vaccinated.
Yeah.
Did you hear what she said? We're not going to inform parents that there is a significant possibility, that their child might end up with myocarditis, and we're not going to do that because we don't want to scare them away from vaccinating their child. Myocarditis is inflammation of the heart muscle. The inflammation can reduce the heart's ability to pump blood. Myocarditis can cause chest pain, shortness of breath, and rapid or irregular heart rhythms. Injection with a virus is one cause of myocarditis. Sometimes a drug reaction or general inflammatory condition causes myocarditis. Now, myocarditis in children, when children develop it, it may include breathing difficulties, chest pain, fainting, fever, rapid breathing. And so what are the causes? Again, viruses, bacteria, parasites, fungi, complications can be potential complications, myocarditis, heart failure, heart attack or stroke, rapid or irregular heart rhythms, sudden cardiac death. Wow. Folks, this is a very, very serious thing. And imagine this is happening to athletes. And suddenly, I mean, if you're an athlete, how do you compete when your heart rate needs to be at a certain level in competition? And as I mentioned, you know, you've had sudden infant death syndrome. Now you have sudden adult death syndrome. Let's wake up and see the parallelisms. Very important situation. All right. Closing thought this. There is a bill that has been passed. It's been signed by the House. And the House bill is H.R. 8404. H.R. 8404, the Respect for Marriage Act. It is not a Respect for Marriage Act. Folks, this is a bill to legalize pedophilia and the assault on your children, and to do it through the re-education programs. You need to call your senators, 202-224-3121, 202-224-3121. Call your senator, both of them, and tell them immediately vote no on H.R. 8404. This does not respect marriage. This repeals the Defense of Marriage Act. The Defense of Marriage Act was an act to defend marriage. And please understand that marriage is under assault. The family is under assault. The efforts of the left to tear down and destroy the family are in full motion. And this is something that we, the people, have got to be gravely, gravely concerned about. So please reach out to your senator today. 202-224-3121. God is going to hold us accountable for what happens to the children in our country. And we have a responsibility to their future. I'll be back with more tomorrow. We got a big week ahead of us. A big week ahead of us. Remember, at the end of the day.
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, "What did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God, and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil, and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil so you all might enter into his rest.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner for over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product called Ultrashot. This is a healthy alternative to the other heavily caffeinated energy drinks out on the market today, available at cgrwellness.com. Ultrashot has four powerful blends to wake up your senses. 1 ounce of Ultrashot, about 6 hours of clean energy for me with no jitters or crash at the end. Ultrashot has seven different B vitamins in its formula that work synergistically with each other. The mineral chromium, manganese, and vanadium are specifically selected for support cellular energy and healthy blood sugar levels. Ultrashot also contains exotic herbal. Ultrashot's available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a handy 1 ounce travel packet for life on the go. When I'm driving, I've got another 3 hours to go to get to my destination. I reach for an Ultrashot. Thanks to Ultrashot, I keep my focus and stay safe on the road. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Enter coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout to receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.